This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the We're In For The Night podcast. This is episode 6, presented by the movie Mavericks. This is a podcast where I make my girlfriend watch a movie, usually a bad movie, and she tells you all about it and her thoughts. This week, I gave you a real treat in the form of Showdown in Little Tokyo, a movie I wanted to go back and look at on the Movie Mavericks podcast as we do retrocasts. But Oliver Harper over there on YouTube did a fantastic version, and I just didn't want to broach that, so I wanted to make you watch this with me. And this stars Dolph Lundgren and Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee. And you had a very novel take on this movie. What was your idea about this film?
I thought it was a gay film. I said, are you having me watch a gay movie?
Well, we use the term homoerotic in these kind of movies. And this was made by Mark L. Lester, who has a history of putting odd things in his movies, like Commando, which has a very homoerotic subtext, which you've never seen, but I'll give you that pleasure later. And this movie, Showdown in Little Tokyo. So when you said that to me, which was really like 3 minutes in, I stopped the movie. Mm-hmm. I fast-forwarded it to the most infamous part of this movie, which was when Brandon Lee's character tells Dolph Lundgren that he's got the biggest dick he's ever seen on a man. Did that surprise you that was in that movie?
I thought you were going to show me something completely different. And when you showed that to me, I was like astonished. I couldn't even speak. Like, this is real?
How do you think I felt as a 12-year-old boy when that that happened in the movie theater? To this day, it's one of, if anybody that's my age or our age, I should say, I'm going to include you in that, even though you're on the cusp. Anyone that's seen it remembers that part about it. It's one of the most awkward things, and you wonder how that went through some sort of vetting process.
Throughout the whole movie, what's his name, Brandon? Brandon Lee?
Don't disrespect the majestical Brandon Lee. He's like a unicorn.
I know, but throughout the whole movie, he was kind of like flirting with the dude.
It's so weird that after you brought that up,
at him, you know, like that with those eyes,
and he is kind of jealous when I'm. So yeah, you opened my eyes to this. But all buddy cop movies have some sort of like a relationship in a weird way with one another.
Not like that.
You're right, because when I fast forwarded it to show you the part with the dick speech, if we will. It's right after the Lundgren character has sex with the girl from Wayne's World.
He's so mad.
And he's so mad at him. He says, I saw you guys hooking up. She's in your bed. She slept over. He's pissy with him.
No, I knew you two would hook up. That's what he said.
That's what he said. I know. Like, I couldn't leave you alone with that woman for a minute. There's a subtext to that entire film that was present apparently the whole time, but I didn't key into until, you know, seeing it with you. So I just want to thank you for ruining Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Thank you for making me watch a horrible movie again.
It's 78 minutes long. It's an hour 18 minutes, and you made it through 40? But I showed you the best parts, didn't I?
No, longer than that. I feel like I watched the end of it. Close to.
Oh, here we go. Your judgment of time and how far you get into movies is so off most of the time. It really is. And I'm surprised you didn't like it more. You know, you do have some Japanese heritage, and this is these were your people.
No, they weren't. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Or supposed to be.
Right. And so you didn't dig it more? I mean, I thought the Yakuza angle.
I loved how you asked if I understood them.
Oh, we're just hitting all the buttons today. The PC police is going to be all over this episode. We lost half of our listeners now. But did you understand? I want to make you watch Rising Sun because I think you'd dig it because of the same reasons. Just so I can ask you, do you understand what they're saying? Do you know them? Have you been there? Just kidding. So did you like Showdown in Little Tokyo or did you not like it? Was it more palatable than some of the other action movies I've made you watch?
Yeah.
So yes.
It just because I was so, like, taken back.
Maybe that was the director's intention, was to grab audiences by throwing this undercurrent in there so the female contingent.
It wasn't a good matchup.
And it's a weird, like, it's oddly mean-spirited toward the women in general. Like, you had me open-eyed on this. I don't know if it's because we were enhanced a little bit there on PEDs, but we were definitely looking at it from a different point of view. You're looking at me like I'm crazy right now. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and end episode 6 of the We're In For The Night podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Kailani.
Thanks for joining us tonight, guys.